Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion in the interest of full disclosure. As he says, he spins to the right. But recently, Rich has been, and by the way, he's the publisher and the writer of the thrice weekly cyber column Mullings.com, which I'm a happy subscriber to, and I encourage you to do that. But recently, he's done this many times, I guess, but in the last several months, he's gone to two places to help them these other areas of the world with their elections. He went to Afghanistan to do that. And recently he's been to the Ukraine to help them with their election, and he's here now to give us a report. In this segment, we're going to get him to give us a report on that experience. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, and thank you for your service, by the way. I was telling the audience before you got here that at the end of World War II, there were 20 democracies in the world. Today, there's something like 120. Maybe there's a little bit more. I don't know. But the last stat I saw was 120. And that can't be bad for humanity. And what you did to go to the Ukraine, to go to Afghanistan and help them, that's a good thing for you to do, and I appreciate that. How did you find it?
Well, Ukraine actually is in really good shape. To remind everybody, Ukraine is in the southwest corner of Russia, of what is now Russia. It used to be one of the Soviet republics, it borders Russia on one side and Romania, that section of Europe on the other side. It's a very large country in landmass. But in terms of their political development, they did very well. The guy it's a two-step process in most countries. The top two, they don't have primaries, so the top two, unless somebody gets 50%, the top two run off. And in fact, the top two winners from when I was there will run off next week, and it's fairly clear that a guy named Yukoshenko will win, and he is the,
he's on the tip of all of our tongues here in
America.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I said to somebody, you know, for my Western ear, every single name sounds the same as every other thing. So I started giving him nicknames so I could keep them straight. That's what a good American I am. But I mean, the guy that's going to win is the guy that is the least westward facing of the major candidates. But that's their choice. That's not our choice. The fact is that what I saw and what I think most of the Western observers saw was an election that went off without a hitch. They had a fairly high turnout, something on the 75% range.
Wow. Which,
Well, in the old Soviet Union, you had to vote or you went to jail. So,
so they're used to it, right?
Yeah, so they thought that was a little.
There's
large,
some residual right. feeling there, right?
But I got to tell you, it is very cold. I mean, I spent my entire advance per diem check on cold weather gear.
Wow!
And I needed every ounce of it because we were. Mm. I didn't stay in the capital city is Kiev, but I didn't stay there. I went out to the second biggest city, which is way out on the eastern border, and in fact went to the Russian border, where I hopped out of the car and tried to explain to the two border guards, it was like a scene from the old Mission Impossible TV show, that I was an American and I just wanted to take their picture. and through my interpreter, they said, extremely no photographs.
That's funny. So when you were in Afghanistan, there apparently was a lot of corruption.
Completely different.
A lot of bad stuff. In Ukraine, how was it?
No, Ukraine. It was very straight. They've had a bunch of elections, both parliamentary and local, and this is the second presidential election. 5 years ago, they had an election, and the guy that's going to win it now actually did try to steal it.
Right. But now this is and what is the election for, prime minister or president?
For president, yeah.
For president, okay.
And then the president, with the approval of the parliament, picks the prime minister, and they,
okay,
they kind of split up.
So there will be a president, and it's not unlike a lot of other democracies of variations on our theme. Rich, this liberty is something that is in the seeking liberty is in the DNA of a human being.
Oh, it absolutely is, it's not something that you understand from birth. I mean, it's not like it's not like a startle reflex or a sucking reflex. I mean, but once people learn it, they go, you're allowed to do this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the people in a place like Ukraine, or even for that matter, in Afghanistan, where I was, which was way up in the north.
Rich, I got to wrap it up. But where there's liberty, there's entrepreneurship. Where there's entrepreneurship, there's trade. Where there's trade, there are fewer armies.
And there's the ability to withstand pressure from the outside.
Exactly. And so what you did was a good thing. Thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I hear stories like that. I'm excited for human beings on planet Earth. Stay with us, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.